WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of two new albums by Steve Wariner and George Strait, musicians you can hear on country stations. But Ken says their sound has tapped another kind of music.
Everybody says it just ain't gonna work out. They're giving us a little bit of time and a whole lot of doubt. But I don't listen to a word of theirs. You know I love you and I know you care for me. And that's all that matters to me.
Country music has become the last refuge for a kind of music that used to be considered rock and roll. I'm talking about the music made by what were dubbed singer-songwriters. Think of the early work of James Taylor, Bonnie Raitt, John Prine, and quite a few others. In the late 60s and early 70s, these musicians coexisted on rock radio stations with everything from the Box Tops to Led Zeppelin, but no more. If the singer-songwriters are played at all, they're on so-called adult contemporary stations, the bulk of whose programming is little more than Muzak. That there's still an audience for this sort of work, however, is increasingly apparent. To take just one example, James Taylor's albums, even after all these years, always go gold, that is, sell more than 500,000 copies. But fans of this music are finding that more and more, their kind of sounds are being played on country music stations.
Flagging down a cab, you look so pretty. A country girl alone in New York City. Well, you got your big break doing what you wanna do. If I could do what I wanted, I'd be right with you. Dreams don't always turn out the way you plan. A day late and a moment short, and nothing in your hand. You keep running, running through my mind, like the taxis in the street, like vintage wine, like the rivers back home. Run so free, run anywhere you want. But baby, run to me.
That's Steve Wariner, a very popular singer, songwriter, and guitarist, with a new song called Runnin'. Wariner is considered a country artist, but don't you think his vocals on that song sound like Dave Mason? I keep expecting that tune to turn into Only You Know and I Know. It's also worth pointing out that that song was co-written by Wendy Waldman, another veteran of the 70s singer-songwriter trend. Steve Wariner's new album, I Should Be With You, offers a perfect example of the way some rock musicians have found a haven in the country market. Wariner's backup group on this album used to accompany James Taylor, Linda Ronstadt, and other rockers. They include drummer Russ Kunkel, bassist Leland Sklar, and keyboardist Billy Payne. Payne, some of you may recall, was once a member of the cult rock band Little Feat.
Sometimes I forget to thank you for all you've done for me. It slips my mind, but you forget and never even ask me why. When sweetness is in short supply, you give me more than enough to just get by, more than enough to satisfy.
That's a song called More Than Enough, ostensibly a country tune, but one written by a name familiar to most baby boomers, Jimmy Webb, who wrote pop songs like MacArthur Park and The Fifth Dimension's Up, Up and Away. It's clear from all this that the definition of just what is country has been drastically expanded over the past few years. That, in turn, has helped to create a larger, more diverse audience for a more tradition-bound country singer like George Strait.
Or a muggin'. If you ain't lovin', then you ain't livin'. If
riding on a gravy train.
There's nothing pop or rock about that song called If You Ain't Lovin', You Ain't Livin'. It's pure country. But George Strait is very much a mainstream star. Now in his mid-30s, he's the same age as or even a bit younger than that first wave of rock singer-songwriters and their audience. He's as familiar with James Taylor's Sweet Baby James or Bob Dylan's Nashville Skyline period as he is with the music of country idols like Hank Williams, George Jones, and Merle Haggard, and he combines his influences into a seamless sound.
She looks so much like a lady, but she was so much like a child. The devil when she held me close, an angel when she smiled. She always held it deep inside, but somehow I always knew she'd go away when the grass turned green and the sky turned baby blue. Baby Blue.
That's Baby Blue, as winsome a bit of treacle as James Taylor or Cat Stevens ever cut, and a song that shows the deleterious effects the pop influence on country can have. Chances are George Strait wouldn't have recorded that if he'd stuck to emulating Merle and George and Hank. At their best, however, both Steve Wariner and George Strait are offering a large number of newly disenfranchised rock listeners a place to hear the sort of melodic music they crave.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Oh, how I wish you could read my mind. Cause words can't always tell it like it is.
This is Fresh Air.